Cindy's at, Cindy, sorry, I am so tired. Kim has asked me to inspire you and that with a final note in that. And I know that it's not going to be a final note because we have 20 more months of the government bullshit that will continue to attack women in every capacity possible, right down from the drugs that we have to take for conception, for birth conception, to preventative stuff. And our education, women are suffering again. In February, you know, the UVic students are talking about doing an action on February the 4th. You know, once again, we're going to have more women trying to find second and third jobs and that so that they can pay for their way through school. You know, there's not much more, you know, I can say at this point that would inspire anybody. Except for, I'd like to say thank you, HKSAM, for coming out and showing your support and remembering that we do have sisters and brothers, our brothers, our union ferry workers who are out on their own strike today. We have the sisters in that in Vernon and Kamloops and Enderby that are all walking out. They're taking the full 24-hour walkout. And they were the ones who asked me, what is happening? What is happening in Vancouver and in Victoria? And I said, I'm not aware of anything in Vancouver, which is really sad. Which is really sad because we are the people that are living in the cities that can make a move just with our actions. Just with our actions and that. Just by being here, but we need to start working together and to set aside our differences, no matter what our personal beliefs are, and start uniting together as sister to sister. Woo! That, to me, is a very important thing, no matter what our skin color, our age, our, you know, our different isms and that. That we must be united, like it was said back in the 30s, like Dave Barrett said it 2 years ago when they opened up the co-op radio and that we have our raging grannies who carry the history of the women's movement and of the labor movement, and without them, we are the people who are the present people who were the future of our ancestors as the givers of life. We're just beginning a new journey. So I hope to see you and a few other people here on March the 1st, or March the 8th, I should say. On March the 8th, let's hope that we can take up blocking up this entire block. Because, yes, or more. Because, you know, that's one thing that's really important, the power in numbers, one and one and one. What the BC feds need to know is that they need to call for a general strike. They need to call for some actions from the unions that belong within them. But they also need to remember that we, the unemployed, we, the people who are union card holders who now have been fired from our jobs because we spoke out, we, the people who are on income assistance, we, the people who are on disabilities, far outnumber all the unions put together. Yes. So this is what they need to remember. That they are accountable to us, their clients, their customers, their consumers. The original time for this date was for 10:30 for all women to stop whatever they were doing. The only thing that I could think of when we created this day was how we could draw an impact if we stopped shopping, because the business people depend on women to save their jobs. We, the number one consumers, are also the number one consumers for occupying women's emergency shelters. We're the number one consumers in that for giving of our time. So, this is is why I'm calling. I'm putting forward this call and that we must carry on the message. If we're the number one consumers and the business people choose to tailor their businesses to our needs and that, they must hear our voices. So on that note, once again, I'm going to say, Haishka CM, thank you for coming out. I hope to see you on March the 8th.